Yes, I think, are we firing on all cylinders? All right, it is me, Dr. Letitia Webb, and I am the woman who prayed and painted to clear the muddied waters in my marriage and to heal my emotional pain, honey. And then I took that artwork and I used it as inspiration. And I wanted to show you the new cards. Now, I need y'all to be absolutely honest with me about my check-in cards that you can find on Etsy. So this is the Get Unstuck card. Can you see it? It's blank on the inside. It's coated on the outside. And it has the logo, the website with the QR code. Now, I didn't realize that these were smaller than these, but check this out. This is the This Too Shall Pass card. This Too Shall Pass. Remember, the whole point of our products are to not just let people know that you are thinking about them, but to actually check in on them. These are the cards that you can get on Etsy. This is This Too Shall Pass. This is Get Unstuck. Okay, and they each come with an envelope, amen, that's self-adhesive. So this one right here is, remember my message, God's people produce power from pain. All right, so now you have this one, God's people produce power from pain. I am excited. I'm actually doing market research because if the cards, if they're okay, if they're, then I'm willing to make whatever adjustments. This one is the What It Be card. It is still the black and white image. This is the I Care About You. If someone sent that to you in the mail, letting you know that they care about you, how would that make you feel? Amen. This is the You Are Not Alone card. This is my alien card. You are not alone. And each of the images and the messages has a story behind it that I will share in the very near future. This is I Hear You. I hear you, okay? Don't we all want to be seen and heard? This is the I See You card. I see you, and this is the I hear you. We all want to be seen and heard. This is how you doing? How you doing? All right? With that little wink. This is the You Good card. We are definitely familiar with the You Good. This is the I got you. This used to be the Ayo, but I changed it to I got you. All right. And then the last of the 12, we have 12 original images. This is how you feel about that. How you feel about that. So I am looking for people's honest opinions about my cards. Amen. So if I need to make any changes, I'm doing the market research. So if I need to make any changes to the cards, I would love for you guys to be honest and to let me know so I can go ahead and make those changes. And the great thing about it is it's amazing. It is so amazing. So we're going to go ahead and get right into it. So again, God bless you, Terry. It's wonderful to see you this morning. God bless you, cuz. It's wonderful to see you. Please give me your honest opinion about these check-in cards. Would you buy them? Would you be happy if someone sent them to you? Okay, and you can always go ahead and review it. Go back, take a look either at the YouTube video, take a look at the live, or actually go to the website and let me know if I need to make any adjustments or changes. So let's do what we came to do. I want to say thank you so much for your grace and your mercy on yesterday. I literally had a meltdown. rushing, you guys know that my schedule changed, so I got to get up earlier. There's things I got to do in the morning, then I have to leave directly after this. And just yesterday was just a very, very tough day for me where I completely went blank. Complete, and I never go blank. I may not say the right thing, I may get tongue-tied. I may have to, I may be slow in my response, but I don't ever go blank. That is the first time I've ever went blank. Just being flustered and overwhelmed. So I just want to thank you for those who got up and was ready to hear what thus saith the Lord and thus saith the Lord, and to continue on the message and the topic. And I also thank you for your grace and your mercy. When I had to get off, there was no need for me to continue to just sit there and just break down and cry because I am flustered, right? It's not about me. It's about God. And giving him the glory. Amen. So thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. And like I share with you guys, like when I get up in the morning, I'm here. So if anything happened through the night, if I'm going through anything personal, I don't have that barrier or that time to pull myself together before I get on, because, you know, I'm like, it's early in the morning. Amen. So let's go ahead and pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you, we praise you, we worship you, Father God. Father God, move by your power and move by your might. Father God, we invite you, Holy Spirit, into this space, into this place, Lord God. Give us your word, give us revelatory insight through that Holy Spirit. Go before us on this day, surround us with your favor as with the shield. Continue, oh Father God, to give the increase on the seeds that have been planted and the seeds that are being watered, Lord God, about kingdom value, about having spiritual capital, oh Father God, about our humanity, Lord God, that no matter, you know, if we are called, Lord God, that we are still human, that we can be called and conflicted at the same time. So Father God, we love you, we praise you, we worship you, Lord God. Now hide me behind the cross. I decrease, Lord God, that you may increase. May the rivers of living water flow up out of my belly unto your people. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen, amen, amen. God bless you, Rhonda. Mwah. God bless you, Terry. Mwah. God bless you, cuz. Amen. God bless you, who's on Facebook. And God bless you in podcast land. Amen. So let's try to continue where we were going to continue on yesterday before my meltdown. Amen. And I want to give a shout out to Terry. Thank you so much for reaching out to me to check in on me. Amen. To check in. I needed that check in. Amen. I needed those words of encouragement. So I thank you, Terry, for your love, your grace, and just your sisterhood and your friendship. Amen. So let's do it. Let's get right into Judges chapter 16. Verse 7. Amen. Chapter 16, verse 7. And the word of God says, Samson told her, if they tie me up with 7 fresh bowstrings, that have not been dried, I will become weak and be like any other man. Amen. I think we talked about that 2 days ago. So now let's go into verse 8. The Philistine leaders bought her 7 fresh bow strings that had not been dried, and she tied him up with them. Now, we talked about yesterday, we started to a little bit, how the Bible doesn't say specifically exactly what happened, but we can definitely deduce, you know, we can gather, we can garner from one scripture to the other that obviously Delilah went back to the Philistine leaders, because he told her, and then they brought to her exactly what she told him. Okay, so again, she is delicate, she is deceptive, but she is also debilitating. And with the purpose to bring Samson down to death. Even though she didn't know that it was going to be his death, the Philistine leaders knew. Amen. And so the Philistine leaders brought her exactly what she said to the T. Because remember, they thought that Samson had some type of special power. He had some type of special amulet or special charm. Amen. So, oh, that's it. If we use these things, that's going to be the thing that weaken him. So when I studied this thing, it actually talked about Samson playing this game. It's like at up until this point, this was a game for Samson. We already talked about the fact that Samson lied. Even though he was with his boo, you know, he was in love with, you know, the delicate, deceptive, debilitating Delilah. That was his boo. Okay. So when he said to her, oh yeah, if they tie me up with these 7 fresh bowstrings, it's like he was playing, he was going along with the game. He didn't take it serious. And so we also see that he lied. Not only is he, as we would say in our culture, not only is he laying up and fornicating and committing adultery with a woman who's not his wife, now he's lying. The other component in the commentary says that he could have been under the influence of alcohol. He could have been inebriated, okay? Because once, you know, you get to a certain point where you are not following God's statutes, you know, you start to get lax in your discipline. You start to get lax in your obedience. You start to get lax in your commitment to God. So once you start doing one thing, then the other things come natural. So you're fornicating, you're with prostitutes, you're going into brothels, you're probably inebriated, you know, you're committing adultery, fornication. Now you are lying. Amen. It is always a step-by-step process out of God. And it takes one decision, one thought process, one seed of a lie, one seed of, it ain't gonna hurt. One seed, just one little thing. And we're off. We don't realize, but we're off to the races. Because remember, the enemy roams around like a lion, seeking whom he may devour. Amen? And so, this delicate, deceptive, debilitating Delilah went back and told the 7 Philistine leaders exactly what Samson said, and then bought it to her. Now, again, you know how we can get so comfortable in our stuff that we start to forget, and we no longer pay attention the same way. When Delilah bought those 7 fresh bowstrings that had not been dried, I would have been like, boo, how did you get those? Baby, like, what's going on? It's like none of this entered into his mind, excuse me, to stop and to question Delilah and her intent and what was going on and what was she doing and why she would want to tie him up with the very thing that he said would make him weak. Like, baby, why are you trying to weaken me? Why are you trying to take my manhood? Why are you trying to take my virility away from me? Why are you trying to take my, you know, my vivaciousness away from me? Why? Like, why would you do that? And then why would you let her tie you up? Did he really think this was a game? Was he really that lax and that off guard? How many times have we been off guard because we were comfortable in our mess? And things started to happen that we would normally check. Things start to happen that we would normally call out. Things start to happen that we would normally see and, you know, try to stop before it goes any further. But Samson didn't do this. So nothing went off in his mind. I'm like, okay, Samson. So then verse 9 says, while the men in ambush were waiting in her room. So wait. So now your discernment is completely off. You guys know, like, people have energy, and I'm not talking about the new age religion. I want to be very careful because as Christians, sometimes, you know, yes, we can cross over and we can use some of the same vernacular, or we can dibble and dabble and try to intertwine our faith with other practices. But to me, and this is just me, y'all, please, this is not the Bible. This, as Paul says, this is I, Paul, speaking. This is not God. I, Letitia, is speaking. We are energy. We're 70% water. We have brain. We have a central nervous system that sends off synapses and neurons and energy. The blood, our blood flows, our heart beats. You know, like, this is just me. God breathed life. He breathed ruach, and man became a living soul, you know? So for me, I'm like, you didn't feel, you didn't sense their energy? That there were men in the room? You didn't sense that something was going on? Were you that comfortable? And we don't know if he was inebriated. Were you that inebriated? Like, were you that much under the influence of being in love and infatuated that you completely off your square? You are completely off. And that's what we see happening here. And we all have been there at least one time, maybe in not this exact type of scenario, but we've all been there at one point in time, comfortable in sin, comfortable in our stuff, and completely off our square. So the men were waiting in her room. Again, this is a bad girl. This chick is bad and she is bold. Because you allow these men in your room to lie in ambush for the man who you know who is in love with you. She had no love, no respect, no honor for Samson at all. And it doesn't even seem like she feared her own life. You knew Samson had Herculean strength. You knew about Samson. But my God, my God, my God, that delicate, deceptive, debilitating Delilah. Oh, she had already got her chain. She had already got her coins. So she was faithful and loyal to the coins that she got from the Philistine leaders. I guess she feared them more than she feared Samson. Why? Because she knew she had him wrapped around her finger. She knew his weakness. She knew he was in love with her. She knew he wasn't operating at his God-given 100%. She knew that. And she worked it. Amen. As we say today, she worked that thing. She put it on them. So now, while the men in ambush were waiting in her room, she called out to him, Samson, the Philistines are here. Okay, wait. So you go along with this game. How did the Samsons get up in your house? How did the Philistines get in your house? How did the Philistines just walk in? How come they comfortable with just walking in? There was no ruckus. Like, come on. Like, what happened? But he snapped the bowstrings as a strand of yard snaps when it touches fire. It just burnt right on off him. He just, boom. It didn't even take much strength. It didn't even take much energy. It didn't even take a lot. You know, if you light yarn to a fire, it's not going to take much for for the yarn to just burn. There are some materials that as soon as the fire hits it, it doesn't take that long to burn. So the secret of his strength remained unknown. Think about this. Samson is going along with this game. And to me, it's like we hit the repeat button. The same situation with his wife, whom he actually married. She kept coming to him, coming to him, coming to him, wanting to know the riddle. And the reason why I say that the answer to the riddle that he gave to the men who accompanied him during his wedding. And the reason why I say this is because when you read verse 10, then Delilah said to Samson, "You have mocked me and told me lies. Won't you please tell me how you can be tied up?" See? Now that didn't trigger Samson. He didn't ask her not a question. He didn't inquire. Nothing. He didn't wonder. Nothing triggered in his mind to stop this fiasco from continuing. So she continues to ask him, just like his wife continued to ask him the answer of the riddle. So in verse 11, he told her, "If they tie me up with new ropes that have never been used, I will become weak and be like any other man." So now he continues to lie. He continues to play along with this game. Why? Why, Delilah, do you want to know what will make me weak? Why, Delilah, do you want to know what I can be tied up with? Why, Delilah, did those Philistine guys know where I were? Why, Delilah, did you tie me up? And the moment that you tied me up, the Philistine dudes like ran up in your house. Delilah, why did this happen? Can you be that comfortable? Can we be that comfortable? Do we think we can beat the enemy at his own game? We can't beat the enemy. We got to stop playing the game and stop playing with the enemy. You're already sleeping with the enemy. Now you're playing games with the enemy. Come on now. You're not going to win this one. Okay? So what did Delilah do? She true to form, okay? Delilah took new ropes, tied them up with them, and shouted. Okay, like again, Samson, the Philistines are here. But while the men in ambush were waiting in her room, again, he snapped the ropes off his arms like a thread. Come on, y'all. I'm a little sick of this scene. I don't know about y'all, but I am sick of this scene. This has gone too far. This is too much. Come on now. Come on. This right here. Because it continues. It continues on. And we're going to stop right there. And we're going to pick up on this tomorrow. Because this continues, and it's so easy for us to be on the outside looking in and be like, Samson, you should have did this, and Samson, you should have did that, and Samson, why didn't you ask her this, and Samson, why after the first time that the Philistine dudes ran up into Delilah's house to try to get you, why didn't you roll out? Why didn't you leave her? Why didn't you go and get your hat? Okay, get your hat and get your little bag and roll out. Like, why didn't you do that, Samson? It's easy for us to be on this side reading it, but let's not ever forget that we learned in Judges chapter 13, verse 5, "For indeed you will conceive and give birth to a son. You must never cut his hair, because the boy will be a Nazarite to God from birth, and he will begin to save Israel from the power of the Philistines." And we must never forget in Judges chapter 14, verse 4, "Now his mother and father did not know that this was from the Lord, who wanted the Philistines to provide an opportunity for confrontation." At that time, the Philistines were ruling Israel. We must never forget that God is sovereign and God had a plan. Even in all of this mess, all of this debacle, all of this personal stuff that is going on with Samson, he is still God's called. He is still God's chosen, even in the midst of this conflict. Called, chosen, and conflicted all at the same time. Amen. I love y'all. God bless you. Have a wonderful day in the Lord. And it is Easter. I pray that you guys have a wonderful holiday weekend. We will be on tomorrow morning. Amen. Which I consider as Resurrection Sunday. Amen. God bless you.